Plymouth County Historical Museum will induct four honorees into the museum's Hall of Fame during a ceremony scheduled for Sunday. Museum Hall of Fame honors will go to four individuals during an induction ceremony and reception in the study hall of the Plymouth County Historical Museum beginning at 2 p.m. on Sunday, October 24th. The public is invited. The museum will confer its highest honor on Al and Dolores Mazur of Lamars and Spirit Lake and upon Keith Rankin of Arcadia, California, formerly of Lamars. The honorees will be present for the induction. In addition to the three honorees, the museum will also confer Hall of Fame honors posthumously on Carol B. Parkinson, who helped start the museum in April of 1965. Museum Board President Ryan Oder of Hinton will be on hand to present those honors. Introducing the honorees will be for Al and Dolores Mazur, Dr. Wayne Marty, former president of the museum's board of directors and himself a member of the museum's Hall of Fame. For Keith Rankin, Vernon and Karen Harrington of rural Lamars, relatives of the honoree, and Kurt and Priscilla Stratman of Lamars, relatives of the race car driver Emery Collins. Jane Schultz of Lamars will speak on about the late Carol B. Parkinson. Following the ceremony, the honorees will greet people during a reception in the historic 1905 study hall, which is completely handicapped accessible. Looking at the candidates seeking a position with the Lamars Community Board of Education, today we focus on District 5, where Jill Firehelm is seeking election. Firehelm is running unopposed for the school board position. She was appointed to the school board following Mackenzie Lang's resignation due to moving out of that representative district. Firehelm has served on the Board of Education for a little more than a year. She says that she's enjoyed her time serving on the Lamars Community Board of Education.
I was appointed, it's been a little over a year ago. It was in the summer of 2020 when I was appointed to the school board, and have really enjoyed learning about the school board and the operations of the school board, and really appreciate the help from the fellow school board members who share the practices of the school board, and have really learned a lot in this past year, and would like to continue to serve on the school board and continue to make needed improvements.
Firehelm says that she has learned a great deal since serving on the school board, including having a better idea of the school's financial structure.
Some of the things I learned from being on the school board is just the whole financial aspect of school board and how that works. It's much different than some of the typical businesses, and also just some of the ways that the state is involved as well, and learning really some of the committees and some of the resources that are available.
She tells of her reasons for running for the Lamars Community Board of Education.
I'd like to seek election because I really do believe in serving in the community. I think Lamars is a wonderful community. My kids both are in the Lamars Community High School, and I feel like the school is definitely a center point of the community, and want to make sure that all of the students that attend are set up for success in the future.
Firehelm identifies the many challenges that will be facing the school board.
I think that as being on the school board, there are some challenges, especially the aging of the elementary school, and there definitely needs to be a plan for replacement of them in the future. And I know that there's a number of high needs and at-risk students, and those numbers continue to increase. So we have to make sure we have the resources necessary for our staff to provide services that they need. And so I think all of those things, and making sure that we're continuing to attract and retain the outstanding teachers in the community. As you know, employment continues to be a challenge, and finding the right people. And so we want to make sure that we continue to have the outstanding teachers in our school district.
A school board member says another challenge will be the ever-increasing cost of transportation with buses in a rural area, an area that she is particularly interested in because she serves a rural district of the school district. A school board member says a goal of hers, as well as with other school board members, administration officials, and faculty, is to see an increase of percentage of students having a higher proficiency rating with science, reading, and mathematics. We conclude our focus on the school board candidates with a visit with Aaron Tolzine, who is running unopposed for the position representing District 2. Tolzine says that he is pursuing a position with the Lamar's Community Board of Education because he wants to give back to our community.
Well, I moved to Lamar's about 15 years ago and just love this community. Spent tons of time doing different activities throughout, and I felt it was a good time for me to support especially the school, which I think is excellent community school, and I just want to keep it moving in the right direction. I also have three students that are currently enrolled in Lamar's Community Schools, and one in elementary school, one in the middle school, and also one in the high school at this point. And this felt like it was a good time for me to do that. I also have a decent background in management, where I work here at Wells Enterprises in town. I've worked at the South Ice Cream Plant for a majority of that 15 years. So just I felt like it was a good time for me to do that, and excited for this opportunity.
Tolzine says that the student's success as well as the success of the school district are among his goals as a school board director.
Well, I think a key thing for me is making sure students are still successful and the district is successful. So still new to this, I don't know all of the details going in, but really want to help maintain financial stability because I think that's key to making sure all the students get what they need and they can be successful. Also with COVID, just dealing with all of the COVID-related issues and just keeping students in school, I think is huge for moving forward. Overall education with testing scores, graduation, making sure people are successful is really where my head's at. Another thing I think we have to continue to look at is infrastructure of the school and make sure we're continually improving our facilities, improving those kind of things as well as we move forward.
Other school board candidates have identified a need to either upgrade or construct a new elementary building. Tolzine says that that is an idea he could support.
Yeah, I think if that makes sense, I would definitely support it. I mean, sometimes you have to look at both sides. Do you update or do you build new? And I think you'd have to look at both options, but building new probably looks like the better option at this point, and I would support that if it definitely made sense.
Tolzine is proud of the impressive reputation of the Lamar's Community School District and of the previous school boards. He says, however, there is still always room for improvement.
Well, I think it has a really good reputation within the state. I do think we always have room for improvement. I mean, from what I understand, our test scores have gone down a little bit, and I think that's something we need to really focus on in getting everybody to be successful that way. But overall, I feel like the district is on a good path. But of course, we just need to continue to prove and execute those items, especially around academics in the school district.
The District 2 school board candidate says that he realizes Lamar's community is growing with its minority demographic, and he would like to see additional attention devoted to the English as a second language program to better help students and their families with the understanding and comprehension of English.